Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Fernando Tatis Jr. was the man of the moment last night with a 2-home run game as the Padres beat the Cubs 10-4. And our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, updating with comments from last night, including a little interesting tidbit. Not surprising, but he said that Fernando Tatis Jr. has stated that he intends for the first time to compete for the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic.
Nice.
Coming up next year in 2026. Now, if you remember, the last time the World Baseball Classic was held in 2023, Tatis was rendered ineligible because he was still on his PED suspension from 2022 that stretched into the 2023 start of the season. And if you're on a suspension, you're not eligible for the WBC. And then before that, he was too young. I mean, he was still coming up into the league at that point and was not considered, I think, for the team his first time around. So this will be his first time ever competing in the World Baseball Classic coming up next spring for his native Dominican Republic.
Good for him. That's going to be awesome. We're seeing some lineups or some potential, people speculating what some of the teams are going to look like. And I mean, the WBC is awesome. I mean, it comes with its own, it's fraught with peril, right? You're sick to your stomach. You've seen guys go out, we saw what happened to Diaz for the Mets celebrating, blew out his knee. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely panic inducing. But it's also, both things can be true. It's also really cool that these guys take it massively serious. Like, they're so serious about it and they want to compete for their country. So I think it's great. I'm happy for him, and I know it'll mean the world to him.
Who else would you think is going to compete from the Padres? Manny?
So I think,
Manny, Dominican.
I think Luis Arraez will definitely be in it, and he would play for
Venezuela,
I believe. And then Jackson Merrill, potentially, for Team USA.
Yeah.
I did see...
I would think Yu Darvish would be invited to pitch again for Team Japan.
He would. Somebody had left Merrill off his, speculatory lineup. And, people are like, hey, man, Jackson Merrill exists. I mean, he's a great representation. And especially with another year under his belt, I think he'd be a great pick for Team USA. That'd be sick. But they had him and Corbin Carroll and kind of left out on this one. I was like, I don't think so. No, it was Corbin Carroll made it and Jackson Merrill didn't. So we'll see. It's gonna be really cool. I mean, and, you talk about the rotations. They were just going through the rotations of all the teams, and I mean, Team USA looks pretty formidable right now. Like, it will, I can find it and I'll read it.
And we mentioned yesterday, they've already named Aaron Judge as team captain for Team USA.
That's right.
So, going to be the Judge squad next year.
Yeah,
it'll be cool. It'll be dramatic. Woods is just mad that they're not coming to Petco Park or even... even to the West Coast at all.
Where
for
are they
any
playing?
Of the games. Houston and Miami are where the American host sites are, with, of course, some of the games in Asia and the preliminary rounds as well. But once they get to the United States for the semifinals and the finals, it's Houston and Miami. So,
I mean, it is a literal sin to not have games here. You're going to find a better environment than this. Houston, really? Over here.
Okay.
Houston.
Indoor, just because it's early in the year and outdoors can be even
Pretty nice here.
Can be a little dicey sometimes in March.
I remember one pretty significant WBC moment that happened here in San Diego. Yeah,
pretty great. Pretty cool. Pretty cool experience. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a good place to go. But I expect probably four or five Padres to be competing in that, you know, maybe even more. You know, you think about guys like Jeremiah Estrada, you know, think about, I mean, there's so many guys, Robert Suarez. I mean, we could be losing.
Yeah, the bullpen,
nine guys.
He'd definitely be considering a number of the guys that are in there as well. Yuki Matsui could be a bullpen guy for Team Japan as well. So. You're probably going to have a disruptive spring training again next year.
Yeah, it's going to be...
After one normal spring training.
Yeah.
And look how well the Padres are playing after one normal spring training in the last, like, six. And they're off to a 14-3 start this year.
It really does. I mean, look, again, as I said, it's fraught with peril. But once those games start, it's pretty badass. It's a pretty badass tournament that they do.
The interesting part, though, is that you'd think that Mike Schilt, elite adjuster, would be someone who handles a, you know... If everyone has to adjust to spring training,
he'll be fine with it.
Trust Mike Schilt to be the elite adjusters, as the pie he always says the Padres need to be. Well, they will elite adjust it and figure it out for next year, whatever they have to do during spring training.
Yeah, it's not great. You know, it's definitely not great for us. It's definitely not great for, you know, fans that go out there. But you know, these guys really love playing for their country. I mean, you can't take that away from them. It's a pretty badass event. I'm in. I can't wait.
All right, so that's still far into the future, but you know, Padres in the here and now are 14-3, and I want to ask the question. We can continue to discuss this, you know, throughout the show, bottom of the hour, but I'll bring it up now. Long way to go. You know, we don't know where the Padres are going to finish, and we were mostly optimistic. I mean, Woods does his, you know, plays it down a little bit in the spring. But, you know, I thought, you know, they could be a 90-win team. We had a lot of predictions before the season, you know, mid-80s, anywhere, you know, challenging for a wild card. What did we miss? None of us saw this coming to start the season. What exactly did we miss about the San Diego Padres that we, people who cover the team about as extensively as anybody out there, didn't even throw out the possibility that, you know, Padres would look like one of the best teams in baseball through 3 weeks of the season, you know, number one in some power rankings yesterday. And again, those are snapshots of where you are. It doesn't really matter, but it does tell you that the Padres have played extremely, extremely well for the first 3 weeks of the season. So what did we miss? Why did not some of us say, no, I really think this team is going to be one of the best teams in baseball, bar none, bar not even the Dodgers. They will be competing, you know, at least for a while with every single team in baseball. What did we miss?
I'll tell you what I missed, and it's something that I never, ever believed in until now. And I've said it probably a billion times on this show. There is really no momentum season to season, guys. There's just not. Once the season ends, the season's over, and there's a new season. BS.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought you were saying that. I was like, really?
No.
You feel that?
I mean, I have my whole life. I have felt, hey, once that last game is over, those 24 scoreless innings are over, you guys pack your stuff and you head home. We'll see you at spring training. It's a new team. There's new faces. Yes, you brought back the same coaches. Yes, you brought back the same culture. But you're not guaranteed to ride the wave of last year. My ass, that's exactly what these guys are doing.
Does the start to this season not feel... A game like last night is a perfect example, the comeback, Does that not feel like most games in the second half of last season?
It just feels like we took a three-month... It feels like they took a three-month break, a sabbatical, and just kept playing the 2024 season again. And I, my whole life, we've had that discussion many times on Ben and Woods about guys, it doesn't exist. Like, oh, you had a great year last year. You're guaranteed to have another good year. No, it happens all the time.
You'll see it. Like, we just had March Madness. You'll see it. This team hasn't beaten consecutive ranked teams in back-to-back games since 2014. You're like, that was 12 years ago. Like, these are completely new players. Yeah. Those guys all have kids now. Like, they're not playing. But like, it's not the same. You can't compare a team now to 5 years ago. Right. It has no impact on trends now or anything like that. But this team, this Padres team, absolutely feels like last year.
That's what I missed. I missed that entirely. Couldn't be happier to be more wrong about it. We did preach the continuity and how important it was, but
we did,
but
we talked about that.
But continuity and momentum are two totally different things. I can bring back the exact same team, man, the exact same team. I can even improve in some areas. And in this sport, you are guaranteed nothing, nothing. There's nothing that is guaranteed. And, the fact that they've been able to come out as hot as they are, I'm blown away. I really am. I am speechless. And I thought, man, the losses plus the additions, they're not adding up for me right now. We lost too much and we didn't add enough to really get this thing done. And you know, so far so good with these guys. But yeah, man, like losing a Jerks and Profar, losing a Higgy behind the dish, losing some of the guys they lost, losing a Tanner Scott. I'm like, everything's better. We're better.
Not necessarily. And I want to bring that up. Have they replaced Jerks and Profar? I mean, you look back at Jerks and Profar, especially early last
year. They have
year.
In the aggregate.
Have they? I mean, you know, Jason Hayward's been okay.
You know what I'm saying.
But, you know.
They've
gotten the production like they got out of Jerickson.
No, but they're getting more production from other people.
The catchers have been a little bit better than we thought, but none of them are doing what Higgy was doing last year, just swatting home runs left and right. And that came later in the season, obviously, when the Padres started playing well, but they didn't really replace that either. How exactly are they doing it from a numbers perspective? Okay, you've got the momentum, the vibe, the carryover, and that's true. Our friend Darnay tweeted last night, the Padres are now 57-22 in their last 79 regular season games.
It's unreal, man.
So clearly some carryover from last season to this season. But numbers-wise, what did we miss? You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. is playing like an MVP. We all knew he could do that.
Yep.
We didn't. We talked about it during spring training. This could be a year in which Tatis really breaks out. He's healthy going into the spring. This is a year where he's going to have pretty big numbers. We knew Luis Arraez would get a bunch of hits. It's not like he's overperforming. He's hitting .282.
Right.
Doing what Luis Arraez does. Manny Machado is off to a good start. He's got a good OPS, but he only has one home run. He's not dominating, putting the team on his back by any extent of the imagination. Xander, fine, .288, but no home runs at all. You're not getting a ton of power from him. Jose Iglesias was a good pickup, but you know he's not dominating. You know, Hayward. I mean, Gavin Sheets is the only one that I can really put my finger on that we didn't necessarily expect. At least going into spring training, you didn't expect Gavin Sheets would be a regular big contributor. And Gavin Sheets has been pretty big for this team, hitting .333, got an OPS over .900 now, and has come through in a lot of clutch situations. So, I mean, the Gavin Sheets factor is part of this for sure from the designated hitter position. But that's really the only place where they've outperformed my expectations to start the season.
Somebody just said it in the chat, too. They're hungry. They are, and they look hungry. They do. They look hungry. The good starts by some of these guys. How about the start that Randy Vasquez has had to his season, right? Did anybody expect that? No. Did anybody expect Nicky P to throw the two dominant games that he's thrown? You hoped. You know, you really hoped. But the bullpen is just such a, not a surprise, really.
Nicky P, huh?
But it's a surprise at how good they've been. I knew they'd be good. I did not know they would be this good. So, you know, when asking what we missed a lot.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
We knew they'd be good.
Yeah.
Just maybe not quite this good.
Right. Hey, listen, and it's...
You know, it's not health. Prolific says it's health is the difference.
No, they've lost good players. No, they've lost Merrill. They've lost Crony. I mean, they're overcoming a lot of adversity right now. And again, I think the chemistry, the momentum from last year, the just kind of knowing they can do it, you know, is a big, like, they knew they were the best team last year. They just didn't get the job done. And carrying that confidence into this season has been great, man.
All right, we got Don't Do This is coming up next. And Woods wants to put a little twist on something that he saw yesterday.
Well, this is one of the most polarizing topics on social media right now. And I'm 99% sure that's just a massive double standard.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, we'll get to that coming up next. We'll get a check of traffic and then DDT on the way with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Spring is here. The weather is starting to get nice, San Diego, and you know it's going to be shorts and T-shirts and bathing suits come summer, and wouldn't you love to be at your best you in June and July? And you can get there by following the simple program with SDFatLoss.com. You listen to your counselor, you follow the program that they set out for you. By eating real foods, you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. For me, I was 40 pounds in 60 days back in the summer of 2023, and I've kept all that weight off. For Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, they lost a combined 77 pounds. Tier 1s out there have shared their stories. We're into the thousands and thousands of pounds, San Diego. And that's just the tier ones who have gone with SDFatLoss.com. It's doctor developed. It's easy to follow. There's no drugs or injections, no exercise necessary. And they don't ask you to buy anything extra like prepackaged bars or shakes that I don't like anyway. Just eat real food, lose the weight, stick with it. You can even have a cheat day here or there. They'll get you right back on track. I did it. I recommend it so highly. If you're trying to lose weight, if you've tried it other ways, it hasn't worked, this is the way to go. Get a free consultation right now by going to SDFatLoss.com. Find out how it can work for you as well at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Don't do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for Dose.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. All right, I'll get us started. This is not anything criminal. I mean, why are we in such a hurry nowadays to do everything? The Colorado Buffaloes have already announced that they will be retiring the jerseys of Shedeur Sanders,
yep,
number 2, and
yep,
Travis Hunter, number 12.
Okay.
Not next season at a game, not bringing them back. I mean, usually there's like a waiting period, you know, like to get in the Hall of Fame, there's
a five-year waiting period,
just so you can get some perspective on someone's career before making that decision. No, the Buffalo, they're going to just do it at the spring scrimmage on Saturday.
I love it.
We're done. All right, we're good.
I mean, yeah, they play counterpoint. Their time at Colorado is
done. It's done, yeah.
Their legacy at Colorado
is cemented.
As football players cannot be changed.
That's true.
They played their last game like 4 months ago. Let's just do it. Let's
get it over with.
Just throw the coach's kid right into the Colorado Hall of Fame
even
and retire
if
his number.
Complete busts, have career-ending injuries or something like that early in their NFL careers, it doesn't change what they did at Colorado.
No doubt. No question. But what did they do at Colorado? Travis Hunter won a Heisman Trophy. 100% jersey retired. I did see people pushing back on Shedeur Sanders. I think his record was like 14-12.
Yeah.
At Colorado. If I'm Shedeur, I'm like, guys, I'm good. You don't need to retire my number. It's a great honor. Thank you for the call. But I
do see Polly's point that it's
if you're going to do it in four years, what does it
just
matter?
Do it now.
I mean, the sad thing would be is you wait and you know something happens to them and they don't get to enjoy it. For instance, the Colorado Buffaloes never retired the number of Rashaan Salaam until after he passed away tragically.
Oh.
You know, and then they did it the year
after. So maybe
that's
a lesson. Maybe it's a lesson learned.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're smart. Maybe that's a do this. I'm not sure, but it just seems at the very least just wait until like a game so you have like a full crowd in your stadium as opposed to just a spring scrimmage practice and that's where you're going to do
that's
it.
That's a good idea too. Yeah. Do it at a big home game, homecoming or something, retire their numbers. But the Shedeur one, I was like, okay. Yeah, I mean, kind of helped bring you back to somewhat national prominence, but a lot of that was your dad.
Right.
You know. Wouldn't you feel weird about having a 14-12 record and then being like, "Hey, we're going to retire number 2 or whatever." What's his number? 15?
2.
No, 2. He's 2.
Shedeur's 2.
And
21 for
21
for Hunter.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, that's a little
12 for Hunter, I'm sorry.
I'd be a little that's a little odd.
A little bit.
Just like barely over 500 winning percentage. Like, okay. I'll take it, I guess. I'm in the Colorado Buffaloes Ring of Honor. Very minimal effort. And accomplishments. This one sparked a lot of debate last night. There's a guy by the name of Wiley Ballard. He is a sports broadcaster with Braves Radio Network. I believe they are in Toronto, and he is up in the kind of sky deck bar area, and he's flanked by two attractive blondes. And he's standing there in the middle. He's got his Braves pullover on, and he's on the mic chopping it up with these ladies, and the radio guys are kind of leading him along. And listen to what happened.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley.
You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
All right, so he gets one girl's number, right? So I watched it, and I think my initial reaction was like yours. And I go, oh, all right, whatever. And then I started seeing a lot of female sports reporter going, oh, interesting. What if I did this? I would be absolutely roasted, probably lose my job. And I go, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You probably would. Like, the shaming that would have gone to a female reporter would have been through the roof. Like, Alex, do we ring the bell yet? Yeah. I think it's that's a big double standard, is it not? My other thing was this. I can't cheer in the press box, but I can go on a hot mic and pick up women at a ball game, but I can't go, yeah, attaboy. But I can go out and pick up women in the stands.
I don't know Wiley. Sounds like he's like their scan on their radio broadcast where he kind of is their field or
TV
broadcast. So he's like their scan then. Yeah. He's like their scan and he goes around and does interviews on the field and reports during the game.
Yeah.
He sounds kind of like me, a little awkward maybe, like with the ladies, and maybe they thought he just needed some help.
I mean, he bust out his phone and asked for her number.
Yeah, he wasn't that awkward.
But he was goaded into it.
He was goaded into it.
And I think that's different than...
But he's like, oh, that's a pretty good move.
I should have done this years ago. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he was kind of on the spot on
television.
They really did put him on the spot.
I did see those comments, though, where you're like women, female reporters, like, if I would have done this...
I'm out of a job.
I would have been out of a job, and I would never have gotten another job.
If he had just done the interview, and then at the end... Oh, by the way, can I get your number? You know, see if you're doing anything after the game.
Then he went.
That would have been creepy and awkward.
Then
with the way the guys kind of made him do it, it was less creepy and not a little more funny.
Yeah. Then he went on Twitter and posted the "I got a number." Like, how you like them apples meme after? I don't know. It is. I think there is a double standard. I absolutely think there's a double standard there. Devin Caney, who we love, who works in Philadelphia, goes, hey, so you know, if I did this, that's what she does, sideline like type stuff. She does all kinds of stuff, and she's an attractive woman as well. If she does that, she's out of a gig. She's out of a gig. She goes, I'm out of a job. I hope this helps. But yeah, the broadcasters themselves were really kind of the creepy ones as well. Imagine Mudd and Dunn doing that to Scan, right? Like, you couldn't picture that. Wouldn't happen. I don't think. But I thought it was a double standard.
You're right. You're definitely right.
Some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want me to.
You definitely can get away with more on television than you can not on television.
How so?
I don't know. For some reason, you get more of a pass.
What have you gotten away with?
Nothing.
What I want to know.
Like nothing, really.
What have you tried to do?
I don't try to
get away with anything. I should, maybe.
Is that why you walk around with your Channel 10 mic in your back pocket all the time with the mic flag on it?
I got a new one.
Did
yesterday.
You?
Yesterday, yeah. Brand new one. Good. Apparently, I'd been running around with an old version. Well, so I've got my new model.
We could have put you in Don't Do This today. We didn't.
True, but we will get to that coming up. Finally, I will put... I've got to do this...
DD mega doo-doo.
And I'm just reading about some of these stories. So Red Sox prospect Christian Campbell, who is a 22-year-old that is, you know, in the big leagues for the first time. And the stories that are coming about this kid, he's so, I don't know, just seems so genuine and wide-eyed. But a little unworldly, I guess, Woods. Like, some of the stories have come out about, you know, what they have on their hands here. And, for instance, let's see, he grew up idolizing Fernando Tatis Jr., who's only 26, by the way. They say he had never even heard of Baltimore Orioles ready Charlie Morton, even though he's been around the league 18 seasons. Said, I'm pretty sure the famous basketball player who sticks his tongue out is LeBron James. And he's just so young. He didn't realize that the Red Sox had their own airplane that they flew on. He was like completely amazed by that.
I love that.
He doesn't refer to his fellow Red Sox as his teammates. He just calls them, these are my friends.
My friends.
He always introduces himself to every fan, even though like they're wearing
incredible.
His jersey.
That's
like,
incredible.
Hi,
I'm Christian nice,
Campbell.
Nice to
I,
meet
I play
you.
For the Boston Red Sox. He's just very sincere.
Earnest.
And genuine and earnest and wide-eyed in
Don't
his first
that,
season
man.
In Major League Baseball.
Don't lose it, because then you turn into a bitter old cynic.
When they went on their first road trip, they went for an exhibition series. He had done spring training, and then they went to their first exhibition series, and they played in Monterey. And the first thing he did, they got to the hotel, and he asked Alex Cora, who's my roommate?
Who's my roommate? I saw that. Who's my roommate?
They're like,
hey, buddy.
You're a big leaguer. You get your own room now.
Yeah, you get to sleep in your own bed like a big boy. You're a big boy now. It's so good.
He says,
yeah.
And I don't mind it. You know, I'd still be a senior in college. You know, I'm not, you know, it's all right.
He's a good
kid,
good player.
I don't understand how the world works. And he is a good player, and it just seems like a really genuine, earnest kid.
Maybe his friends should take him to Explicit in Peoria, Arizona. Show him a real good time. We have one of those as well.
Yeah.
We have our own little Christian Campbell here as well.
You mentioned Red Sox rookies, and I can't stop referencing The Comeback on Netflix.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it
it's
yet,
so good.
Watch
we do
it,
not get
please.
Paid. This is not a sponsor,
right.
By the way.
I swear to God, it's just one of the best things Netflix has ever made. It's up there with like The Last Dance.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And there were scenes where they had San Diego's own Marcelo Mayer in there,
yep.
Talking with some of his guys, the young guys, prospects, trying to break in, trying to make it to this big league roster, and they're out having burgers or something one night, and they're like, God, dude, we're so close.
Yeah.
They're talking to each other like, we're right there, bro. We're in Boston right now.
Yeah.
How do we get, we gotta get there.
It's cool.
We gotta get into that clubhouse.
It's so cool.
So awesome.
It's what it's all about. That's really cool.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back, take a look around the rest of baseball. The Dodgers, it's something that the Padres certainly would have never done against the Colorado Rockies yesterday. I will get to that and more coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, well, listen up first. If you're waking up this morning, you're a little creaky like I was. I actually got a lot of pain in my my right knee, and I was going to text my buddy over at QC Kinetics, try to get in there this week and get a treatment, because that's my first step. When my joints hurt, I go to QC Kinetics. That's just what I do now. And if you woke up this morning, you're not feeling great in your knees, your shoulder, your back, your hips, whatever it may be, you got to give them a call today. So, again, a killer review about the process at QC Kinetics and how this guy was dying because he could not get out and surf every day because of his back. Went in, got the treatments at QC Kinetics. He's back in the water. I mean, that's really what life is all about, doing stuff that you love to do. If pain is holding you back, QC Kinetics can absolutely help you. So if you're curious if you'd be a candidate for their treatments, consultation is free. They got appointments in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Call today. Find out how easy it is to get back to enjoying life without chronic joint pain. Now is the time to get started. Call QC Kinetics today at 619-614-PAIN. That's 619-614-PAIN. Again, QC Kinetics is their name, and they are at 619-614-PAIN. Let them know Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you, please.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm going to try not to get too defensive.
I don't think you should. I don't think you have anything to get defensive about.
Here we will discuss my pregame clubhouse line of questioning here in just a couple of minutes.
I'm honestly just going to say I couldn't believe the reaction.
I didn't even see it until you told me about it this morning. So I was Christian Campbell, blissfully unaware of what was going on.
Like a Rube in the woods, right?
Yeah, a little bit. First, though, I just wanted to get you updated on the rest of Major League Baseball, including Dodgers, what are you doing? Allowing runs to the Colorado Rockies last night. Three of them, in fact.
Crazy.
After the Padres didn't allow a single run to the Rockies in a three-game series. Dodgers did hold on to win the game, though, 5-3, getting home runs from Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. Tanner Scott thwarted a final comeback with the tying runs on base with a save in the ninth inning. So Dodgers win again. Giants win again. Fourth time in five games. They beat the Phillies 10-4, and the Giants are even more so than the Padres are kind of the surprise of the West so far.
Yeah, the Phillies also look like absolute crap right now. They're trying to get it figured out. A little different than last year when they started gangbusters. And we'll see how the course of the season plays out. But the teams that are off the fast starts, like our very own San Diego Padres, the Dodgers, the Giants, at some point you're going to fall back to earth a little bit. But stacking these wins early certainly helps. You know, you want to get hot at the right time. Certainly, you don't want to. Almost said. You know what I almost said. You don't want to,
peak early.
Peak. That's the phrase I was looking
for. There's time to, get hot, get cold again, get hot, get cold again.
Sure, absolutely.
It's such a long
baseball
season.
That's exactly right.
I'm not going to worry that the Padres are too hot, too early.
Right.
I mean, we've seen it before. It's a tale as old as time. Premature peaking in a baseball season. You don't want that.
Nobody wants to prematurely peak.
But
it would be embarrassing.
You're not going to worry about playing too well too early. It doesn't mean that you can't also play well in September and October.
The older you get, it's harder. The longer the season gets.
Yeah.
You know?
Elsewhere.
Also, time is a factor.
Mets are playing well early. They beat the Twins 5-1. Juan Soto hit just his second home run of the season after signing his big contract, and what you were telling me earlier, he's already getting the treatment on the back page of the New York Post.
It's New York, dude. They put him on the New York Post, and he basically says Scuffling Soto admits it's not the same without, quote, best hitter in baseball behind him. Life's a pitch.
I mean, they're 11-5. They don't have too many reasons to complain.
It's New York. That's what they do. They're going to find a thread to pull on, and they did. And he's got Pete Alonso hitting behind him, who's been really, really good this season, too. You take something that Juan Soto says. It's like, yeah, man, it's hard. I'm not getting the same pitches I was with Judge hitting behind me. And then that is completely spun into Juan Soto hates the Mets, misses Aaron Judge, loves the Yankees. It's just that the nature of the beast. I think his numbers will probably be there at the end of the year.
Some good pitching performances yesterday. Paul Skeens, six innings, six strikeouts, three hits, just one earned run.
Paul Skeens.
Pirates beat the Nationals 10-3. And Tarek Skubal, seven innings, nine strikeouts. Tigers dominating the Brewers 9-1. Braves doubled up the Blue Jays 8-4. Austin Riley hit a three-run home run. Nolan Arenado is off to a decent start. Hit his third home run of the season. The Cardinals climbed to 500 with an 8-3 win over the Astros. Now, the Cardinals were the team this offseason that really did nothing. In fact, they did so little they couldn't even trade Nolan Arenado, which is what they wanted to do more than anything else. But he vetoed a trade to actually that Astros team, remember, early in the offseason with his no-trade clause. The Cardinals are hanging around early in the National League Central. Really, the Cubs are the only team that they're kind of chasing right now. What's going to go on? What happens if the Cardinals are still in it as the season goes on? Do they have to try? Because they certainly weren't trying in the offseason.
It's a total change of direction, mid-season. Obviously, there's a long way to go. But, 8-8 start in that division, you're absolutely right in the mix. You are right in the mix in that division. So I do think maybe you would have to pivot.
But the better Arenado plays, the more tradable will make him.
That's true.
To teams that are interested. So I don't know what's going to go on there. Trent Grisham hit his fourth home run.
Crazy.
Yankees hit three home runs in the fifth inning and a 4-1 win over the Royals. And the Rays did something kind of cool yesterday. They dominated the Red Sox 16-1.
Yeah.
But for just the second time, they said in franchise history, every player in the Tampa Bay lineup both scored and drove in a run.
Crazy.
In the same game. Now, they've played a ton of home games, and that's by design. At Steinbrenner Field there, because they worry. And the summer is the rainy season in Florida, So they're trying to front load the schedule with a lot of home games before it gets super rainy. And then they're going to be on these, like, just epic road trips, I guess, later in the season.
Yeah.
And that can't be conducive to good play later in the summer. They are going to wear down, I fear, if you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan, but trying to make some hay right now while they're playing at home.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that was a little look at what else was going around Major League Baseball yesterday.
You guys are also watching scoreboards like I am, right? You're checking to see if the Giants won. And the,
I do.
It's insane.
Yeah, I mean,
it's insane what's going on.
I don't get panicked when I see
I'm not panicked, but it's like, good God, they keep winning. You know, both teams keep winning, and whew, it is a total dogfight.
Tigers are finally the first 10-win team in the American League. They're 10-6. No one else has them next. 10 wins.
Or after Houston.
After Houston. Yep. But the Padres are in a division with a 14-game winner, a 12-game winner, a 12-game winner, and a 9-game winner, all in the National League West at this point.
Crazy. Absolutely
just,
crazy.
Just the top four teams just keep on winning, and it has definitely been the best division in baseball so far.
All right, let's get into this.
All right, we will check traffic, and then we will get into what I was doing in the Padres clubhouse.
And what did you do wrong?
Don't know. I mean, I know, but I need to
couch it.
I need to couch it a little bit, and we'll get to that after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Jeff and Brett have done the math, and they think the Padres will miss Tarek Skubal.
Oh, good.
Because since he pitched yesterday, he'll then pitch again this weekend and will miss the Padres in the one series. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Missing good pitchers? Great.
Fine by me.
I feel great.
Happened last year twice. We missed Paul Skeens with the Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, when you're fighting for a playoff spot, obviously. It is fun to see those guys occasionally against your team and see how they fare.
Absolutely
All right,
it's fun to watch them against other teams.
Fair enough. Oh, it's really watching Skubal dice up the Brewers yesterday was great. Great. I'd be happy if he didn't do it to us. So I'm happy.
All right. So yesterday, I hadn't seen this, but I did go into the Padres clubhouse with my camera for Channel 10.
Yes,
and I was working on a story, and it was the story that I was assigned. That's, you know, that's how it works in television. There's an assignment desk, and they go through the shows, and the big news, of course, yesterday.
Do you know what he means by assignment desk?
I do know what an assignment is. Your boss told you.
Yeah, my boss told me. And, you know, we're trying to make, look, big coverage of the earthquake. That's what everyone's talking about. So they asked, what can you do earthquake-related on the, you know, Petco Park and the stability and you know, maybe go talk to some ballplayers and how they react. And I said, not the worst idea. I'm sure it was the first earthquake for a lot of those guys because they don't generally grow up in Southern California. So maybe they've never been in one, might get some fun reaction from some of the players. So that was my assignment. And that's what I went to the clubhouse at, you know, 2:30 in the afternoon, looking to get some sound specifically on the earthquake from Padres players.
For Channel 10.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm on Instagram, and I see Jason Hayward, and he's being interviewed. I didn't click the sound. Once I did, I go, oh, that's my man Ben Higgins. That's Benny asking him a question. So I casually scrolled down to read the comments. I was like, what? They're dragging my guy for what? Why are they dragging my boy?
I mean, I'm looking at the Jackson Merrill video first.
Okay, I got Jay Hay right here. It says, read the room, Higgins. How embarrassing.
Hard-hitting questions right there.
Wait, was that Ben asking that? SMH.
This reporter was definitely traumatized by the earthquake.
Is the prerequisite to being a reporter being a huge nerd?
These questions are ridiculous.
Cringe questions. Jay Hay, all business.
WTF is with the dumb questions.
Our players don't care. OMG.
Everybody liked the one with Fernando in the video, actually.
Of course.
I think that had more to do with Fernando. Not the earthquake questions again.
Can we please stop asking about the earthquake? Our players really don't care.
Cringe questions.
Sometimes the apple does far fall from the tree.
Horrible questions.
Is it extra sweet because it was an earthquake?
Clearly, the players don't care about the earthquake.
My goodness. Who's the reporter? I need to know.
Not that serious.
What did you do?
I don't know exactly what I did wrong.
What did you do?
Now, if there was... Well, first of all, they're just winning every game. It doesn't give you a lot of avenues for other questions. How are you playing so well? I mean, it's like every single day.
What were you looking for there?
Yeah, I mean... you know, there's a limited amount.
Right,
so
play some first. We haven't played the audio yet. Here we go.
Well, we know you're a veteran baseball player, but what about with the earthquakes? How much experience do you have, and what was it like for you?
Great question. I think that's an interesting question. Jason Hayward, veteran ball player, 16 years in the league, been around a long time, right? Fine question. Actually,
a little silly,
if I'm a baseball player, you know what I'm appreciative of? Something different. I want something different than what were you looking for? All right, go ahead.
Well, we know you're a veteran baseball player, but what about with the earthquakes? How much experience do you have, and what was it like for
you? That's what this is about right now.
Oh, wow.
Panic? I guess because we're in California, it's okay. I let it slide.
And you were okay with it?
As I was saying at the beginning of it. Yeah,
the laugh makes me nervous.
I mean, Jason made me a little nervous.
He's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you can hear the look that he gives you.
Yeah, you hear it a little bit.
And you were okay with it?
But I needed to get an answer. Right? I've got a story to do, and I need to get some sort of answer. Like, I guess I'll allow it. Doesn't really work in my story. I need him actually to stay.
You have to say how'd you do.
And I got him.
I guess because we're in California, it's okay. I'll let it slide.
That doesn't work in my story. I need him to actually react. And he said, and then he gave me a good answer about how I thought it was someone knocking to the door. And then I thought it was the dryer. And I realized, well, there's no trains in the area. This must be an earthquake.
Yeah.
So that's the bite I used.
As I was saying at the beginning of this, we're here at Petco Park. We got a series that we're starting off tonight.
So he really wants to just talk ball before a game.
I guess so.
Now you take that. You write that in your notepad.
Got one.
CJ, well, you say, Jay, hey, not going to go up to him and ask him about the lobster rolls at Petco Park.
Apparently
or
not.
The sausage races or anything like that. I'm just going to stick to baseball with Jay Hay. Done. So now you know.
I now know that Jason Hayward's not one to go for the quirky, you know, answers for questions that are not related to baseball.
Now, so you know that moving forward. Now, if you do it again, that's on you.
It's true.
Happy to be here and have the opportunity to play in front of our fans and get after another wiggle.
Where were you and kind of describe it?
I was actually like a little center for like just some treatment, you know?
Is that Jackson?
I think this is the second one. The third one, not much, but this one was really loud, but happy. Everybody's just good. Yeah, everything good. Just a little bit of shakes, but nothing crazy.
As I looked at the alert, I thought I could feel something moving. Maybe I was just creating that because I was trying to feel it, but yeah, I didn't get too much of it.
Joe's easy.
You like earthquakes out there? He did nothing wrong. Literally nothing wrong.
He's kind of crisp. Makes me laugh. So, Fernando, how do you feel about tariffs?
Ask Jason Hayward, actually.
I get it.
I can't. You know what? I have such respect for you because if Adam said, hey, can you go down there and ask them about the earthquake? You know what my response is? No. I can't. No, I'm not doing it.
I'm a team player. But then Adam kind of throws me under the bus because he posted all of the raw clips back to back to back. And then it looked like that's literally all you had to ask.
It is what I
had to ask. But I am thinking as a television reporter, I am going to then clip all of it out and just take a 6-second chunk of what I got. The absolute best chunk, which is all I want. I don't want the rest of it. But then Adam posted all raw on our 97.3 feed.
It's Adam.
Which does then make it sound like a real just...
Hey, how was the earthquake?
How was the earthquake?
Adam is...
I will admit, like, because I know what you were looking for and what you needed for your television assignment.
Right.
I know how that works. Yeah. But when Adam... You're right. When Adam posts 2-minute videos and it's just nothing but earthquake question after earthquake question after earthquake question...
You can see why people, keep clicking on 97.3 The Fan looking for... And that's all they get.
Jason Hayward. Then it's Tatis. Then
it's
Merrill.
Then it's Joe.
You're like, Jesus.
And honestly,
Christ.
Some of the other reporters then asked like repetitive questions about the earthquake after I had already asked it and you got even more eye rolls.
Yeah.
And a part of it is I want to ask the question because I want them looking at my camera when I answer it. Because if someone else answers the question or asks the question and they're all the way on the other side, then I've got a soundbite looking at someone's ear.
They're
not talking into the microphone. So I need to be the one kind of to ask the question for my story.
It, there's a it's hard because you have to be discerning about what you put out there. And I think Adam's way of doing it is I'm going to take 7,000 people. I'm throwing it all. It's quantity over quality. Yeah. And listen, if that's his strategy, that's his strategy. It's not a strategy I believe in. I want quantity. I want the choice nugs. I mean, we rarely post stuff on Instagram. It's got to be good, you know, instead of just here's this, here's that, here's this. And again, we make $0 off of it as a station. Zero.
My timeline was free to post it.
Yeah,
so,
it's free.
You can put it up there, and people can choose to watch it or not watch it.
My Instagram timeline was just flooded with, and they were horrible. Like, not Ben. There were other. It was just Ben would ask two or three questions about the earthquake, and then somebody else would come in with four more, and it's like,
so
you ever been in an earthquake?
We don't need this anymore.
Get the choice nugs up.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, dude's in there slinging it, man. Like just throwing a bunch of stuff up. And when you post it all at once, you're like, oh, cool, 97.3 The Fan is on earthquake coverage like a madman.
I thought the story actually turned out pretty well. You know, I talked to the players. I talked to one of the design guys from HOK about ballparks and why they are actually pretty safe in earthquakes because of their size and how they're built. You actually feel an earthquake, they say, more in like a one-story house than you would in a big, giant ballpark. Because it's got a much wider support system.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think you did a great job. I thought those comments were unwarranted.
Thank you for the defense.
And I'm sorry to bring them up.
But, you know, I'm used to wearing it occasionally.
Never.
So there you go.
Never.
All right, we'll come back. We'll reset the show. We got 2 hours to go, including Jesse Agler, the Incorporator, coming up at 8:35. Love talking to Jesse. Saw him in the clubhouse yesterday as well. It's all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.